And so by the time you're leaving, are you sure what you are going to do next? Are you sure you have a job or you have... there is certainly foundation for the future, but are you sure of the next steps clearly?
Yeah. So luckily during our time, our jobs were guaranteed.
Yeah.
So we never used to have to interview.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the gaps that I'm trying to fulfill with my other company called Beyond the Stethoscope, because we are trained, right? First of all, 844 is about drilling and learning things without really analyzing. That's why CBC, if given enough resources and time, CBC is an excellent concept, because it takes you to the root cause. So why are you doing something?
Yeah? Right.
844 is about cramming. And I honestly...
It's about the what.
Yes.
CBC is about the why.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would say I was maybe above average student, because I was a good crammer. So me, I was those type of people, if you move the exam by a day, I would have to read
it
all over again.
Yeah.
And had, yeah, because you just start to cram and regurgitate.
Mm.
And so got out, knew maybe I would, still figuring out what to do, because you have to do internship. And internship, I did it at PCA Kikuyu Hospital.
Right.
That were the first interns to be taken by the hospital.
Was PCA Kikuyu the Thogoto one?
Yes, Thogoto.
Okay,
yeah, so
right.
I went back to Alliance.
Okay. Same area. That's
same area,
how
yeah.
interesting, how fits.
Yes, yes. So we had this mission hospitals that would come and do interviews and pick, people would apply. Because mission hospitals were seen to be more favorable in terms of the conditions and in terms of the experience. Because you teach. I know internship is supposed to be another year of teaching. There will be some institutions like, let's say, Kenyatta National Hospital, where because the crowds are so big, like you have undergraduates, you have postgraduates, you have nurses, you have clinic officers, all rotating and seeing the same patient, then the opportunity to learn as an intern was very little. And you never go to theater anyway in KNH because all these other people were offering those services. So most people would fight for a slot in a mission hospital because you'd be taught, and you'd be taught with an attitude of getting to teach, you know. There's teaching that is there to just harass you. So Kikuyu had just joined the Kijabes, the 10 works, the what. So this CHAK, Christian Health Association of Kenya, hospitals would come and take interns. But the other thing is that they also gave an extra stipend of 4,000. I think we're earning 40,000. And then they'd add 4,000. Like now we went to Kikuyu, we're two of us, and we're given this three-bedroom house in like half an acre. Fully furnished, of course. It had the deco of people from Central Province, but as long as you could sit on those chairs, they would, it would work.
Yeah. Why are you throwing stones?
Actually, it was shaky. Yeah, those sofa sets used to give me a headache every time I saw them. So you have this fully furnished house, and then if you're on call, your meals are provided in the hospitals. Of course, it's hospital food. So I ended up not spending as much, actually, because you don't have rent, you don't have electricity, you can survive by eating that lunch there. So that's how now I got this, I met this doctor who was doing his orthopedics. Kikuyu is also known very well for orthopedics, And he was an official in Kenya Medical Association. And he told me, please, Atari, join the circle. So I started saving. And
so there's a medic circle?
Yes, KMS circle. I'm still a member, number 119. One of the few. I think now they've reached two-digit numbers. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I gave myself an ultimatum that I was going to get out of internship driving. I had this thing about driving, and I still love driving up to now. So in third year, I got driving classes paid for by my then boyfriend. And in fact, I remember he took me to the best AA driving school at that time. Was good. Yeah, and I was just so excited about learning how to drive. Because I used to look at my classmates who'd come from Nairobi and they came already knowing how to drive their parents' cars. They ask, guys, which car are you driving? There's no car. Commuting from Nairobi to Kikuyu, maybe to visit my people here, you know, you'd get, you know, into a very packed Kenya bus service, 102. Remember those days, they used to go all the way to Kikuyu.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of groping, by the way, that happens in those packed buses.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I used to hate the experience. And I swore to myself that I'd get out of internship with my own car.
With your car.
Yeah, so that's how I started saving. So I had a target.
Did you also have a target for what car?
No.
You just
so need, I never think that I far.
I need to be on wheels.
I need to be on wheels, my own wheels. And so I got a car. So at least that gave me a target for saving. Otherwise, I would have also blown that money. Because again, remember, good. I still don't have financial literacy. So I had a very good experience in Kikuyu. I would say it was a holiday camp, quote unquote, compared to what my colleagues were going through in the government hospitals. And the atmosphere was that of teaching. And everyone, you know, it's a mission hospital, so there's a lot of praying and whatnot. People are generally kind. So finished my internship and then I got posted to Tigoni. Before going to internship, I forgot.
And how long was the internship?
1 year.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
Before going, so we finished like October and were to be posted around January. It was during the election to 2002. I think it was Uhuru versus Kibaki. Yes. That's the time for the wave.
Yeah.
And
imagine,
I don't think people would even remember that at some point we didn't have multi-partyism. So the government delayed, that was Moi's government, in posting us because all those salaries are going to campaign. So again, we had a 3-month period. And again, I just looked at where can I work. So I was staying with my sister in Langata. And I saw a clinic. So I walked up to the clinic and asked the guy, can I do locums here? He said, sir. So that's how I started working for him for those 3 months. He's a gynecologist. So when I was posted now after internship to Tigoni, we got now the new government. And Gilu had come in.
As the health minister.
So she came and said she doesn't have doctors in Kitui. And we had this director of medical services who came and said, okay. Because those guys had finished much earlier because we never used to take a break. Governments, some people would take like a 1 week break between rotations. So came in and revoked all the postings. In Tigoni, I was staying in this nice one-bedroom house, cobblestone. You know, it was those white highlands. It was a colonial house.
Right.
So the main house was were the owners, and then they had a guest wing. So I loved that place because it was in the middle of a tea plantation. I told you I'm a farm person. So three months into working there, he came and revoked all the postings sent me to Kitui.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, now Kitui and Tigoni are like two different worlds. Especially that time, the roads weren't done. You have to get an Akamba.
Akamba was going on that. Real.
Yes. You put water in a glass, it would sediment. I mean, salt would sediment. And those aren't electricity. People aren't building commercial units. Yeah, so it was very miserable. But I had to go because you had no option unless you resign. So that's how I went to Kitui. So 3 months in Tigoni, then 3 months in Kitui. And that's the maximum number of months I gave to clinical work. Because then I got unwell.
Oh dear, while in Kitui?
While in Kitui. Actually, I got an ectopic pregnancy. I didn't know I was pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah, I was dating my then ex-husband. And I was operating on another ectopic, a lady who had an ectopic pregnancy.
Oh dear.
So I collapsed in theater.
What are the chances?
Imagine. And they could not, I could not afford the care that I was giving. Because I was sent to Kenyatta National Hospital. Luckily, we had ambulances that were working. And it's in Kenyatta that they told me, this is an ectopic, you need to go in for an operation. Do you have a doctor? So I'm like, who has a private doctor as a newly graduated doctor? Anyway, I called this guy whom I was working for. He was a guy. And he came. So he did the operation. And then the bill came to 23,000 shillings. That is just hospital bill for 3 days. The doctors had waived their fees. So when you look at you yourself earning 41,000 gross, you can't afford 23,000 is like,
it's more than half your salary.
Yeah, so I get my family bails me out, and I get this Shoko's letter. And at the same time, I get this call from Dr. Kimani. The doctor I worked for while I was in campus. So he gets me this, he tells me there's this opportunity. It's in Pumwani. It's a research opportunity and it's paying three times more. It's half day, it's no nights. So I think it wasn't a brainer to to resign. So I resigned, took my letter to the, we call it Mafia House, by the way, because that place can be a mafia. So Mafia House and... I go to the university. So that's how I ended my clinical career.